Remember, we're out there on social media too, 99.9 FM WTUZ, both on Facebook and on Twitter. 5 days away until the first day of spring.
Just five?
Mary, that's it.
Just five.
Well, I started this countdown, it seems like maybe back in the 30s. So five.
Back in the 30s.
Five seems like such a small number at this point in time.
Yeah.
Tuesday, the first official day of spring. Spring equinox.
Now, if Ohio weather would only cooperate with that.
What'd you say again?
If Ohio weather.
Yeah. How do you think that'll go?
Not.
How do you think old man winter and Mother Nature will treat
like
us?
Like, first day of what? Winter?
Hey, morning quickies. United Airlines, they have some explaining to do.
Oh, no.
Now, a second bad story pertaining to a dog this week. This dog, though, however, remained alive after United Airlines cared for them. Here's what happened. A family dog, as this family was moving from Oregon to Wichita, Kansas, they flew their dog, wanted to fly their dog, which a lot of people do. They take their pets on flights.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon nowadays.
Right.
This, however, this is uncommon right here. The family dog, like I said, was supposed to go from Oregon to Wichita, Kansas. It actually ended up going in the other direction and got shipped to Japan instead of Kansas.
What in the world? I laugh.
It's really not funny, to be honest with you.
Oh, my goodness.
This family dog, 10-year-old German Shepherd named Irgo, I-R-G-O, excuse me. Now, this whole ordeal began on Tuesday. The mother of the family went to retrieve Irgo at a United Airlines cargo facility in Kansas City.
She showed up.
Where's my dog? Where's Irgo? Irgo, come here, boy. Come here, Irgo. No, Irgo, not there to be found. Instead, in Irgo's place was a Great Dane. She's like, no, we don't have a Great Dane. Sorry.
Like, that's, no, this isn't it.
It's not my dog there.
Oh, my goodness.
So instead of just you know, a normal flight, which is a lot shorter, Oregon to Wichita, Kansas, this dog spent 16 hours in this plane. No food, no water. Oh, yeah, the first time this dog has ever flown, too.
So
something new to the poor guy. Ended up in Narita, Japan, instead of course, Wichita.
Yeah, and then the dog had to fly back.
Then it had to fly back. Good thing was it had some experience with long flights, 16 hours.
No food, no water, no nothing.
Irgo, you've been a bad boy. No food, no water. United Airlines, they released a statement. Quote, an error occurred, during connections in Denver for two pets sent to the wrong destinations. So that that Great Dane that was in Ergo's place was the one that was supposed to go to Japan. Just like your luggage, they'll mix up your luggage. They'll mix up your pets as well.
Mix up the pets.
The rest of their quote, we have notified our customers that their pets have arrived safely and will arrange to return the pets to them as soon as possible. We apologize for this mistake.
I hope they give them like a doggy biscuit or something.
Yeah, good boy, you know.
Something.
Imagine the potty break after that 16-hour flight.
Oh, my goodness.
Poor little Irgo. Now, the family, you can probably bet there's going to be a lawsuit.
Yeah.
After this. But I mentioned it's the second story this week pertaining to a dog on a United Airlines flight. Remember back on Monday in a flight from Houston to New York, flight attendant told folks to put their dog in the carrier and then in the overhead bin. That dog then passed away on that flight. And that's now being investigated, too. So if you don't want to fly United, I get that. But definitely don't. Let your pets.
Don't take the dog.
Fly United either. Can you imagine 16-hour flight for that poor dog?
No,
I don't like flying from here to Vegas or here to Florida.
Yeah.
Without feeling like my head's going to explode.
Right.
That poor dog.
Poor thing. And then of course it's not like with people. It's like in a cargo space. So there's no people around it. There's probably like luggage banging into the carrier and stuff.
United said the dog will be sent back. Free of charge, which I'm sure they probably should do that.
Yeah.
And when the dog does come back, they said it will ride first class, have plenty of food and water. We'll have an actual person, like a chauffeur, making sure the dog gets to and from safely.
Yeah.
And they say the dog will be in a special part of the plane, not shoved somewhere with all the luggage.
Yeah, they better.
So, horrible story right there. Oh, especially if you're a dog lover, as am I.
That's kind of depressing for a Thursday. What in the world?
Sorry, Mayor.
Are you doing?
I don't think I would. I don't think I would put my dogs through that. A flight.
No.
I mean, because I know I hate flights.
Yeah.
I just don't think I would put my dogs through. My dogs don't necessarily like car rides, let alone
good
old airplane ride.
Oh.
Hey, sad news if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, by the way. I'm going to go the sports route this morning. One of the staples of our team and of the offensive line for 11 years, Mary, Joe Thomas, retired from the NFL and the Browns yesterday.
My goodness.
On the first day of free agency, too, that opened up.
Tired announced it.
There were rumors that he was going to.
Oh, okay.
For weeks leading up to this, folks weren't really sure. But Joe Thomas gone as a member of the Browns.
Wow.
Drafted back in 2007.
Okay.
By the way, get this. Now, when they have the NFL draft, they, back in the day, it was in New York. Now they ship it around to all their cities.
Okay.
Joe Thomas already gone, everybody. But when they had the draft, Joe Thomas was invited to go to New York, right? To sit in the green room.
Okay.
Where all the cameras are and you're on national TV. It's
all the
great exposure. Yeah,
yeah,
all that stuff. He decided to forego that on draft day. And instead, he already had a fishing trip planned with his father. And he went and did what he had planned on doing all that time.
That's a little bit more important.
And he went on that fishing trip with his dad instead of going to the Big Apple. And spending it with cameras in his face and everything else.
I don't blame him.
That kind of endeared him to the city of Cleveland right there from the get-go.
Yeah.
But he got hurt last year, did Joe. First time really in his whole career he's been hurt, which made him miss some games. Get this, Mary. So he was drafted in 2007.
Okay.
Never missed a single snap. Never missed a play of a regular season game for 10,363 consecutive plays.
Did you say 10,000?
10,300. And now he's gone. What are we going to do?
He's gone.
Wow. I mean, we won so many games with him.
Yeah.
No, we really didn't, Mary. We won absolutely nothing.
Zero.
With him.
Zero.
His first year, he went 10-6 in the NFL, right, to Joe Thomas, who's now leaving the Browns. First year, went 10-6, 2007. Didn't have a winning season since then.
Man.
So I bet his rookie year, he's like, this is great. Well, win 10 games. Browns are awesome. We're gonna win 10 plus games each and every single year. Little did he know.
Like, wait a minute. Did he look at the Browns?
Yeah. Did he know where he was coming?
Like, wait a minute.
Hey, here was Joe Thomas on his Twitter page yesterday saying goodbye to the fans of Cleveland.
I just want to say thank you to all the Browns fans out there. It's been an amazing ride for the last 11 years. From the moment I was drafted, you guys had my back. You guys showed me what it was like to be a Clevelander. You guys showed me what it means to be a Cleveland Brown. And for that, I'm forever grateful. Jimmy and Dee, thank you so much for everything that you've done for me and my family.
The owners.
I can't thank you guys enough. My teammates, my coaches, you guys helped me become the player that I was able to be for the last 11 years. And I'll be forever grateful. One last thing, guys. Go Browns!
Hey now,
look at that.
Joe Thomas.
He's still putting a little plug in for them.
Changed his Twitter bio yesterday to Cleveland Brown for life.
Ooh.
So there you go, even though he's not playing anymore.
Once a Brown, always a Brown.
Begrudgingly, whether you like it or not, Mary Alice. But he's gone. First ballot Hall of Famer, too. He'll be in Canton. 5 years, you have to wait till you retire to get into Canton.
Okay, you think he will?
For sure. First ballot. No doubt about that. No doubt there. So we say goodbye to Joe. We actually now say goodbye to this segment as we are running a little long.